is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Mr. Figueroa opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figueroa's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigueroux@msn.com. That is bfigueroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. You can call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, deed transfers, estate planning, real estate, bankruptcy, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The lawyer you hire does make a difference. Mr. Figueroa?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. If your legal issue is immigration, bankruptcy, foreclosure, landlord-tenant issues, matrimonial issues, workers' compensation, personal injury, give us a call. Our number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Save that number, share that number. We give free legal consultations via the phone or in-person consultations at our office. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and we are now moving into a new stage in governmental operations here in the United States of America. President Biden has already passed several executive orders dealing with the virus, dealing with immigration issues, dealing with other legal issues that impact our lives daily. Because of all the negative issues that were implemented during the Trump administration, we are now in a new age. So please, if we have discussed issues before, you may want to rediscuss some of those issues. During today's program, we're going to talk about some of the benefits for people who are unemployed. We're going to talk about the proposal that Biden has for comprehensive immigration reform. We're going to talk about wills and estate issues in more detail. And we're going to go over the basic areas that you could petition for someone once you have a green card or you are a U.S. citizen. Please stay tuned in to our entire program where we give you information so that you can make a better decision. My name is Brian Figueroa. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. A lot of people are stressed. You're home with your spouse because, hey, you know, everyone is working at home. You're with the kids, people have more stress. Things that would normally not stress us is stressing us. And because we have, you know, more interaction with each other, the children, what have you, things are not always going correctly. We have to be careful that arguments get out of hand. You don't want to hit no one. You don't want to have no sort of physical contact with each other. You know, take a time out, you know, as a parent, as a spouse, because you don't want to do something that you regret. And then the NYPD comes to your home because there was some sort of physical alteration. You end up in criminal court. And obviously, the criminal justice system can expose you to the virus. More importantly, though, you may end up with a restraining order that you may not be able to go home. So please, if there are any marital issues or family issues, a matrimonial attorney like ours, we could deal with those issues, whether it be discussing issues of equitable distribution, whether it be discussing issues where you in a marriage, your spouse is petitioning for you, and every time she says jump or he says jump, you have to ask them how high. People sometimes think because they're petitioning for someone, they could take advantage of the other. And this issue occurs daily, weekly, monthly, and it is life, you know. So please, if you are in a marriage and your spouse is petitioning for you and there are issues, give us a call. There are different ways that you could approach the removal of condition, for example. So you don't have to remain married. You could get a divorce. If you're a victim of abuse, you could have that removal of condition process in your favor. You do not want to ignore filing your removal of condition on time and end up in deportation proceedings. And if you file that removal of condition already, and you have marital issues, you'll have to refile that removal of condition, not as a married person, but as an abused person or a divorced person. So these issues occur more regularly now because people are in close quarters. People are agitating each other for one reason or another, and we are not handling these arguments properly. If you could get counseling by your religious leader, if you could get counseling by a professional counselor to obviously save your relationship, that's the first step that you should take. But some of us are beyond that. The pandemic has meant that we are in close quarters. It has meant that, you know, both parties may no longer be working. Some of us obviously are unemployed, and there's financial stress in the relationship. So some financial planning is also in order. So if you have any issues in terms of your debts, you may want to talk to us about bankruptcy issues. How can you get rid of debts that you owe? Or some of us may be in situations where we may be facing evictions. What are your rights where evictions and foreclosures are concerned in New York State? Or what are your federal benefits? These are the things that we can discuss when you call for a free legal consultation. So please, Having problems is not unique. It's how you handle those problems. How do you deal with them? And obviously, you don't want to get physical in any disputes. And you want to obviously use the law to the best of your advantage. Some people wait too long, or they take advice from people who are not lawyers, whether it be family, whether it be notaries, or whether it be other attorneys that are not familiar with the law. The best lawyer that you have is the one that could do legal research. So sometimes, a lot of times, the attorney has to do legal research. So when you call, you give us the facts. We obviously look at the law. And if that consultation, sometimes they are complex, then it means that legal research has to be done. It's a process. So sometimes there's no immediate remedy for a legal situation. But what you have to do is start the ball rolling. You know you have legal issues. You know that you don't want to put it aside. And what we have done here on Ask the Lawyer for several years now, decades, we called the show different. We had different names for this program. But this program where we give legal advice, financial advice, tax issues, it has been around for a long time. It is something that wasn't around when I was obviously a non-attorney. And this is how we work and how we give back to our community. So your goal in terms of, you know, wills and estate planning, getting your green card, removing the condition on your green card, getting citizenship for yourself, your spouse, your family, these are things that we work with. Also, for those of you who graduated from universities, we know that obviously some of you all might fall into the H-1B category. For entertainers, obviously, there's no more gigs, so that's a big issue in terms of how you make money. And coming to the U.S., obviously, is no longer there because there are no events for people to participate in. So there are many, many issues that our community is facing, and we need to deal with them, and we cannot internalize these issues and get frustrated, and then that frustration leads to actions that we regret. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. You could visit the law firm of Figueroa & Associates website at www.falaw.us. Again, www.falaw.us. There, you could get an intimate relationship with the law firm in terms of the various areas of law that we practice in. And you could also research some of your legal issues there. You could also visit our website, Ask the Lawyer. Go to www.askthelawyer.us. There, you could immediately schedule a consultation in the office. Some of us prefer the traditional way of meeting with the attorney at their office, and you could obviously bring limited family members with you, whether it be a spouse or an adult child. That is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Because immigration issues is an international issue, you could also give the website information to your family and friends in other countries. All they have to do is to go to our website, post their question there, and we will get in touch with them. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Listen to our programming today on wills and estate issues, petitioning for family members, and a summary of the proposal in Congress by Biden administration for comprehensive immigration reform. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, ask the lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
The following is a public service announcement from the Law Office of Figaro and Associates. Do immigrants qualify for unemployment benefits? You can apply for unemployment benefits if you are a green card holder, a DACA recipient, or an asylum grantee. To receive benefits, you must have work authorization now and during your base period. This will not affect your immigration status. Unemployment benefits are considered earned benefits. They will not make you a public charge, unlike some public benefits like Section 8 vouchers or SNAP. Other workers, such as independent contractors or freelancers, might be eligible for benefits under the PUA program, the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, provides benefits for many individuals who have been determined ineligible for state unemployment benefits, including self-employed workers and independent contractors. To learn more about how to file for unemployment benefits, visit www.falaw.us and go to the Civil Rights blog,